From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Abigail Giles.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. It's Wednesday, March 15th. Here are today's headlines.
For the first time, federal regulators have proposed major limits on PFAS in drinking water. The so-called forever chemicals used in manufacturing have been linked to serious health issues. Vermont is one of several states that already regulates PFAS in drinking water. But the Fed's proposal, which came out Tuesday, goes beyond Vermont's regulations for public water supplies. Marguerite Edelman coordinates the Vermont PFAS Military Poisons Coalition. She says she feels optimistic about the news. But
the fact that the proposed guidelines by the EPA are so low should be a wake-up call to all of us about how toxic these chemicals are.
The EPA has said that for at least two types of PFAS, no level of exposure in drinking water is safe for human health.
Vermont State Police are investigating the death of a 34-year-old man incarcerated at the state prison in Springfield. Staff at Southern State Correctional Facility found Alexander Kelly unresponsive in his cell Tuesday morning. State police say staff tried to revive Kelly but were unsuccessful. He was pronounced dead around 1:40 a.m. Tuesday. Kelly was alone in his cell and his health was being monitored, according to police. An autopsy will be conducted to determine the cause and manner of death. Kelly had been incarcerated since March 1st as a fugitive from justice. He's the fifth incarcerated person to die this year.
Burlington City Council unanimously passed a resolution Monday night in support of LGBTQIA+ community members. The resolution condemns, quote, hateful acts against queer and trans people. That includes recent vandalism at the Pride Center of Vermont, protests at Pride events, and stickers with transphobic messages that have been placed around the city. It also calls for the city to celebrate Transgender Day of Visibility on March 31st. Councilmember Joe McGee was lead sponsor of the resolution.
Government is at its best when leaders are connected to the people we serve and responsive to any harm being caused. We have failed to address this hate in the past, and while we can't undo the harm caused, we can commit to doing better going forward.
Some members of the public spoke against the resolution at Monday's meeting, citing their First Amendment rights.
And a state agency is proposing new limits on where wake boating is allowed in Vermont. Under the proposed rule, wake boats would be allowed on 31 lakes and ponds in the state. The Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation says data show wake boats can cause erosion and pose threats to people recreating. Oliver Pearson is with the department. He says data supports allowing wake boats in bodies of water where they can stay at least 500 feet from shore.
When a wake boat is between 425 and 600 feet from shore, and when that wake energy eventually hits the shore, it's equivalent to that of a conventional motorboat that's 200 feet from shore.
There's an upcoming public hearing about the proposed rule changes.
Coming up, the end of an era at a beloved corner store. That story after this.
Thanks for tuning in to The Frequency, and thanks to Vita for their support. Vita, celebrating 50 years of helping Vermont businesses grow and thrive. From agriculture to energy, startups to established companies, find solutions that fit your business. Visit veda.org to start your next chapter.
Chick's Market, a historic corner store in Winooski, is up for sale. The shop opened in the 1940s, and since then, it's been a neighborhood fixture where you can find big sandwiches, household items, and neighborly conversation. Though the market has endured previous changes in ownership, this looming upheaval has Winooski residents worried about the future of their beloved deli. Reporter Samantha Watson takes us behind the counter.
When you walk into Chick's Market on the corner of Riverside and Hickok Streets in Winooski, you'll see bags of chips and detergent on shelves, gallons of milk and sodas behind tall coolers, a deli counter, and a kitchen grill.
Here you go, honey. Sorry about that, Ray.
My name is Pamela Vizina, and I'm the owner of Chick's Market.
Pam started working at Chick's in 1985. At the time, the store was owned by Dick and Carol Corbier. They were family of the original Edmund Chick DuPont, who founded the corner store in 1944. In 1999, when the Corbiers were looking to retire, they helped Pam buy the market, allowing her to pay in installments over the next 5 years. Now, she's been behind the counter for almost four decades, a constant presence in a changing neighborhood.
You know, I really love this store, and I love everybody that comes to my store.
But now, it's time to retire.
Pam says it's hard to leave. From the beginning, it's always been about her customers. She'll listen to anyone who needs to talk. She puts food out on the stoop for stray cats and keeps a box of treats behind the counter for dogs. She's watched children grow up, move away, come back, and have kids of their own. She tells a story about a boy she knew who grew up down on Elm Street and really wanted a lollipop one day.
And he was only four, and he walked way up here to the store in his cowboy boots and underwear. And he sat here, and of course, first thing his mom did was call here because she knew that he was going to be here with me. Sure enough. Now he comes here, and he's all grown up, and if I mention it, he turns all red.
Welcome. Chick's Market is known for its grinders, monster sandwiches you can make two meals out of. Popular menu items include the steak and cheese grinder or the breakfast sandwich that's served all day. Sonny, Pam's husband and co-owner of the market, hand peels 50 pounds of potatoes each night to make the next day's side of fries. He says it takes him 2 hours. Chick's is the kind of place you come to for a sandwich, a lottery ticket, toilet paper. But you get a lot more than that. It's the kind of place where you are known, where your family is asked after, where there's someone behind the counter who wants to know the true answer when she asks, "How are you today?"
Diane, she's been a customer for a long time.
Yeah?
Maybe I'll buy it.
Diane Dezzo grew up around the corner from the store and has been coming to Chick's since the late 60s when she was a little girl. She talks about getting ice cream here as a teenager, and later, candy with her children.
Sodas when I was a kid. Yeah, this is all the same right here. These are all the same coolers. Yeah.
Today, she stopped in to place an order of 5 grinders.
So she got a whole turkey, another whole turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, she got 5 sandwiches.
Yeah, I got one for Jessica.
2 whole hams.
This morning, Megan Johnson is behind the deli counter. She practically grew up at Chick's. Her mom has been an employee here for over 20 years. Megan says Pam is like a grandmother to her.
Pam took my whole family in when we moved next door to Pam, and we met Pam, and since then we've just been this big family. Yeah, it's going to be really sad when it's gone.
Earlier this year, Pam and Sonny put the business and building up for sale. Pam says after all these years, it's time to rest. They say they are looking for a buyer who will continue to run the business. But customers say it's the person behind the counter that they'll miss.
You know, I'm a people person. And I've been here for them if they need somebody to talk to, you know. Some of them are young children that are lost. So if they need to talk, I let them talk. You know, even grown-ups, you know. They've been through hell and back, and they need somebody to talk with, so I talk with them.
Pam says she serves everyone, sometimes giving out a sandwich or letting people run a tab they can pay off later. She says she's witnessed mental health crises and drug problems in the shop and has learned the best strategy is to talk people through it. Spend a morning at Chick's and you'll find that conversation, in all its forms, is a part of its backbone.
It doesn't always have to be a sad story. I like funny. We'd like laughters.
Chick's is currently on the market, and Pam hopes it will sell this spring. But for a few more weeks, you can still find her behind the counter, ready to listen and laugh.
There you go.
For Vermont Public, I'm Samantha Watson at Chick's Market in Winooski.
This story was created in partnership with the University of Vermont's Community News Service Program.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Liam Elder Connors and Connor Cyrus.
Our executive producer is Mark Davis, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Anna Van Dyne.
And I'm Abigail Giles. Talk to you tomorrow.
I feel like this week, probably people are listening to the podcast and being like, why is one person hosting? What happened since Henry left?
For more discerning listeners, we should note that Abigail and I have been confused for the same person so many times.
Many times.
Every episode of Brave Little State begins with a question about Vermont that's been submitted and voted on by listeners like you. What happened to all the restaurant workers? What's the deal with Vermont's fire towers? Why do people like the band Phish? Follow Brave Little State wherever you get podcasts. From Vermont Public, part of the NPR network.